Tito for Saturday. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to Ask the Manager. It's brought to you by KeyBank. Game two of this three-game series with the Detroit Tigers after yesterday's home opener, a game that had almost three different feelings towards it, and you got back into it and then made some mistakes defensively that cost you. Bottom line, when you play a team like Detroit, you can't make many mistakes, can you, Terry? And I think we saw the difference between them and Houston. They will put the ball in play.
The one thing, they do a lot of things well, but one thing that really sticks out is, you know, they're so aggressive, they swing so hard, but they don't pull off pitches. You know, a lot of teams, they swing like that, and there's a lot of swing and miss. These guys don't. You know, starting with Miggy, and I think he certainly leads the parade there. You know, they watch him, they follow his lead, and you got Victor hitting behind him. You got two of the premier power hitters in the game that can hit the ball the other way. And that's a rare, you know, and they got two of the best, and the other guys kind of fall in line.
They also look like they're no longer so one-dimensional with a Cespedes, a Goes, a Iglesias. They can do a few things to manufacture runs.
They're much more athletic than they used to be. And right now, with the way some of those guys are swinging a bat, I mean, again, those guys aren't going to hit 600. I hope not. But while they are, it's a lot to contend with because those are their faster guys and they're on base three times a game. So, you know, the hope is that cools off, and that will. Again, guys, the first couple weeks of the season get a little bit crazy both ways. You know, you see a lot of guys that are hitting 140 that aren't. You hit some guys hitting 500 that aren't. Those things have a way of evening out.
Tito, how do you gauge the performance of Zach McAllister, and where do you go with him moving forward?
Well, what we're going to do, we talked to Zach this morning, and starting on Tuesday when we play Chicago, we'll put him in the bullpen. That'll give us that other arm in the bullpen, and we really view that as an important thing, especially Zach, the way he pitched in September. He can be a real weapon for us. I thought yesterday he was pretty amped up, but he was pretty much a fastball pitcher against a really good team. Couldn't get a feel for his breaking ball or really a split, and he had to throw his fastball, and they really made him work. They hit some balls. They had a lot of hits. Not all of them were hit hard, but when you use the whole field like that, you're going to get hits. That's just the way the game is.
You don't need a five-man rotation really again until April 21st. Does he get the next start, or do you just kind of play this by ear?
I think we play it by ear, and only because, again, weather sometimes gets in the way or makes you change your mind. I think what we told him is, you know, the truth is that he's a weapon for us, whether it's a rotation or in the bullpen, and we plan to use it like that. And the good thing is he's versatile, he bounces back real well, and he'll help us win either way.
You have a left-hander on the mound today in David Price, so you've really changed your lineup. Is that because of him? Or are there any issues, for instance, with Michael Brantley?
Well, Michael's back. He's battling some spasms. You know, we've talked about his back, and that's pretty well documented. And he was spazzing up a little bit towards the end of the game last night. So with the guy they're pitching today, we're going to try to give him a day or so. And then with the day off Monday, kind of see how he's doing. Because the last thing we want to do is play him a day, sit a day, play him. That's not fair to him. So we'll see how he's doing. We'll give him, like I said, we'll give him today, maybe even tomorrow. And then we'll go from there. But the other reason is the guy on the mound, we want to get every right-hander we have in there.
Jerry Sands just brought up yesterday when you made the roster move. This is another example, isn't it, Terry? He didn't make your team, but he sent a message to you in spring training about how he played.
And we tried to send one right back to him. We told him when we sent him down, we said, Jerry, we see you in our plans. We don't know when, and the reason we can't promise anything is because that's not fair to anybody. Now, we didn't know it'd be 4 days later. But he did. He did such a good job, and that's what you really like when you tell guys, hey, go out and do what you can do. We'll make the decisions, and at some point, if you can help us win, we'll bring you up. And that's what happened, and it happens a lot. And you're thrilled when guys go back and do what they're supposed to do, even when they're disappointed.
One final thought here, Tito. These matchups don't happen very often. For whatever reason, aces a lot of times don't match up because of the schedule and rainouts and whatnot. But, my goodness, it doesn't get a whole lot better than this, does it, Kluber and Price?
If I was just a baseball fan, I would pay to come watch this game, and I'd get a good seat. Being the manager of the Indians, I wish we were facing one of their A-ball guys because their guy's good. Now, the good news is so is ours, but this will be a fun one. But I'll take having one of their minor league guys pitch any day.
That is Tribe manager Tito Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Tigers on the Indians Radio Network.